Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Farrell Shepherd of the Island Ford Baptist Church in Madisonville, Kentucky, and I'd like to welcome you to another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. This broadcast is for Thursday, April 9th, and today happens to be the birthday of Amelia Barnett. And so hope Amelia has a happy birthday today and is blessed of the Lord throughout the day. Amen. Well, we need to remember one another during these days in which we're living this COVID-19 situation. Pray for those that are infected. We're hearing more and more each day of people that are infected and then even of people that are passing. And so want to remember those families and those involved in that. But let's don't be downtrodden or discouraged. Listen, friend, God is still in control. And if you're fearful, you can go to him. You can tell him your troubles. I'm glad he's a good listener. I'm glad he's a very present help in a time of need. And so I want to encourage you to keep looking to Jesus. Amen. Turn to him for your help, and you'll find him ready to help. And as you know, we started a sermon on Monday's broadcast from John chapter number 14. We're going to be going back to that text again today and complete that message. Today will be the final section of that message entitled, Have You Seen the Father by Seeing the Son? And I've got two songs queued up here before we go to that message. First of all, I've got my mother-in-law, Mary Johnson, from down in North Carolina, singing a song entitled Bubbling. And then after that, I've got the Brady Rochester family singing one that was aired on our new music program back last month. And I believe it'll be a blessing to you. This is the Brady Rochester family singing a new song entitled My Lord is Taking Good Care of Me. John chapter number 14, verse number 1 is where I want to start with. Read down through verse number 11 and give you a thought. And it's been rolling around all week, to be honest with you. Verse number 1, our Lord said, Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. By the way, he didn't say there will be when he gets done building them. He says they already are. Many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. I want you to pay attention to that. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus saith unto him, Have I been so long with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? Here's a phrase, I underline this. He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, Show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very works' sake. Well, as I said, there's a phrase here that I want to look at tonight. I think has been often overlooked, a teaching here about the Father. And I want to preach on this thought. Have you seen the Father by seeing the Son?
Now, having dealt with this already, I'm going to jump ahead, and we're going to just pick right up in the sermon as it's in progress, being preached from the auditorium of the Island Ford Baptist Church.
Matter of fact, let's go to the cross in your mind. Go to Calvary. There was a lot of people standing around the cross and involved in the things of the cross that did not see the Father. They saw Jesus, but they didn't see the Father, because they didn't see by faith. They looked at Jesus with eyes of unbelief. Therefore, they were not saved. Amen. Now, number 3, the last point is this. Seeing Jesus by faith is seeing the Father. Amen. Go back to John chapter number 12, verses 40,
4 and 45. John chapter number 12, verse 44. Jesus cried and said, "He that believeth on me, believeth not on me, but on him that sent me. And he that seeth me, seeth him that sent me." You know what? He's tying seeing with believing. Amen. You ever heard people say that phrase? Seeing is believing. We could turn that thing around. Believing is seeing. Amen. You see him as he really is only when you believe him as he really is. But when you believe him as he really is, you can see him as he really is. Amen. I stated before, Christ came to reveal the Father to us. Amen. That's what he came for, to reveal the Father to us. John chapter number 1, verse 18, Jesus said this, "No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him." Jesus came to declare the Father. He came to present the Father to us that we might believe him. Amen. John chapter number 1, verses 11 through 14. Let me turn there. John chapter 1, verse 11 through 14. "He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory." What was his glory like? "As the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." Amen. Amen. They beheld his glory. How is it that they beheld his glory? What does that, how did they do that? They did that by faith. They believed what he said. They believed what was said about him. Amen. They believed that. They believed on his name. Verse number 12 says that. They believed on his name. Amen. That allowed them to see the Father by seeing the Son. Amen. Do you remember when Jesus was carried up to the temple after Mary's days of purification were over? They went up to the temple. Simeon's an old man. Simeon's waiting to see the consolation of Israel. Amen. Being told by the Lord that he would not die until he'd seen the Lord's Christ. Look in Luke chapter number 2 is that account. I'm going to turn there and read you three verses. Luke chapter 2 verse 28 through 30. "Then he took him up in his arms." This is Simeon. When he saw the baby, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, "Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word." Look at verse 30. "For mine eyes have seen thy salvation." What had his eyes seen? His eyes had seen a baby. But when he saw that baby, he knew the promises. He saw that baby. He knew the prophecies. And he believed the prophecies were fulfilled on that baby. Therefore, he saw more than a baby. He saw salvation. What salvation? Salvation that comes from God the Father. He saw all that. Amen. By faith. Amen. He recognized that he was seeing more than a baby. He was looking in faith. Amen. He believed that Jesus was the promised Messiah. He saw this baby as the Son of God. When those wise men came and found the Lord, I mentioned how that they came to Herod first. Matthew's gospel tells us about it. They came to Herod first and said, "We've come seeking him that is king of the Jews." How did they know that that baby was going to be king of the Jews? They knew it by faith. Right. Amen. They'd heard the prophecies. They believed God's word. So by faith, they knew this was the king of the Jews. They knew that they could believe God's word. So when they looked into the face of that little boy in Bethlehem, that little boy in Israel, he's no longer in a stable in Bethlehem, he's in a house now, and they find that little boy, not a baby anymore, but a little boy, a lad of a boy, there in that house, and they looked in his face, you know what they saw? They saw more than a little boy. They saw the Father through the eyes of faith. Amen. Amen. Let me give you one last account, the account of Christ on the cross again, Luke chapter number 23. If you will, turn there. Luke chapter number 23. I'm talking about our Lord said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. But a lot of people that saw him didn't see the Father. So what does it take to see him? You got to look with eyes of faith. You got to believe what the Bible says about Jesus. Amen. You got to believe what the Bible says about God.
Amen.
Amen. Luke chapter 23 and verse number 39 is where I'll pick up my reading. You know our Lord famously hung between two thieves. Amen. Amen. Famously hung between two thieves. Look at verse 39. And one of the malefactors, which were hanged, railed on him, saying, if thou be the Christ, save thyself and us. So here's a man that saw Jesus in the flesh, but he didn't see the Father. All he saw was another man hanging on a cross beside him, as if there was nothing more to him. Amen. He knew what was said about him, but he didn't believe it. And so he mocked what was said about the Lord. If thou be the Christ, save thyself and us. Look at verse number 40. But the other answered and rebuked him, saying, dost thou not fear God? Who's that? That's the Father. Seeing thou art in the same condemnation, and we indeed justly. Well, there's a lot packed in that. Here's the man confessing his sinfulness, and that he didn't deserve any salvation. We indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man hath done nothing amiss. Not only acknowledged his own sinfulness, he acknowledged the sinlessness of this man. Amen. He saw a man hanging, but he saw more than a man. He saw an innocent man, but he believed more than just an innocent man hanging on the cross. Verse 42. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, famous words right there. Praise God. He said, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. Amen. Remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. I'm going to stop there. You know the promise our Lord said. Here's a man. One man saw only another man hanging on a cross. This man saw more than a man hanging on a cross. Amen. He knew somehow that Jesus was coming into a kingdom. Amen. He knew somehow that Jesus was destined to sit on a throne. And he said, when you get there, think of me, remember me. All right? Obviously, he knew that throne was more than a physical throne, because Christ's physical life was about over. Amen. He probably knew, I don't think it'd be a stretch to believe that he knew that it was a spiritual throne. It was a spiritual kingdom that our Lord was going into. Amen. But let me ask you this. How does a man ascend to the throne if he doesn't have an army to cast down the king that's on the throne?
Right.
Best way I know for a man to ascend to the throne if he doesn't have an army to cast down the king is that he inherits the throne. He's the son of the king that's on the throne.
Amen.
And so it blessed me when I got to thinking this thief on the cross looked at Jesus Christ and he recognized him not just as a man. He recognized, you're going to the throne. I know who's on the throne. God's on the throne and I'm getting what I deserve. He's holy. He's righteous. I'm not going to complain about that. He's not, by the way, that's where sinners got to get to. Sinners got to realize they are convicted of their sin. Conviction means you're pronounced guilty of your sin. That's what conviction is. Pronounced guilty. You've been caught in the act. You've been caught red-handed, as they say. You've been caught in your sin. But you recognize there's one there that is worthy to pardon you and is willing to pardon you, thank God. This man saw the Son and recognized him, that he's headed to the kingdom. He's headed to the throne. And he saw this man doesn't have an army. He's not going to cast God down. So how's he going to get there? This must be the Son of the King. Amen. So he looked at the Son and he saw the Father. He recognized God for who he is. Amen. Now, can I say this in conclusion? I said there were some that saw him that didn't see the Father, because all they saw was physical. All they saw was flesh. They didn't see by faith. In order to see the Father through seeing the Son, you've got to see it with eyes of faith. But can I say to you that it does not require seeing Jesus in the flesh in order to see the Father. Amen. It does not require seeing Jesus in the flesh in order to be able to see the Father. Jesus said that Abraham looked for his day, and you know what he said? And he saw it and was glad. Amen. How did Abraham see the day of Christ's crucifixion? Well, you know he saw him on that mount when he was getting ready to slay Isaac, and he saw that ram caught in a thicket. Amen. By his horns, that thicket, I believe, was briars and thorns. He's caught by his horns in that thicket. Amen. And Abraham saw that ram, and he knew that was God's provision. And he called it, is it Jehovah Jireh? He said, in the mouth of the Lord, it shall be seen. He knew that's what God's going to do one day with his own son. Amen. Abraham didn't see Christ in the flesh. He saw him by faith, and he saw the Father. Amen. Moses, Hebrews chapter 11 says that he saw him who is invisible. How did Moses see that? He believed God. Amen. He believed God. He took him at his word, and by faith, he could see what mankind could not see. Amen. I ask you this question. Are you willing to look towards heaven? Are you willing to look to Jesus and thus look to God for salvation? I was talking about salvation, for example. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter number 12, here's how we're to live our life. Looking unto Jesus. That's going to help you in your life. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. That's how you make it through this world. That's how you get saved and get into the next world. Looking unto Jesus. Not looking unto yourself. Not looking unto religion. Not looking into tradition. Looking to Jesus. That's your only hope. And God the Father said this in Isaiah 50 or 45 verse 22. He said, look unto me and be ye saved, all ye ends of the earth. For I am God and there is none else. How are you going to see the Father? You got to look to Jesus. Let's stand to our feet. Heads bowed and eyes closed as they come with a song. I'm asking the question, have you seen the Father by seeing the Lord Jesus Christ? Have you seen the Father? Do you have hope of salvation? That hope is not in a prayer you prayed, in a card you signed, in a church you joined, in a baptismal pool you was ducked in. Your salvation is not in works, although they be good works. Salvation is only by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for the Word of God. Thank you for allowing us that are saved to have seen the Father by seeing the Son. Thank you for that perfect representation of God the Father. Lord, I pray that you'd help now somebody this evening in the house of God, unsaved, might see you with eyes of faith. Lord, would you open their eyes, their blinded eyes? Would you remove the scales? Would you remove the hindrances? Let the light of the glorious gospel shine through unto them, that they too might be saved before it is too late. Help us that are saved to point people to Jesus. Help us to relish in the opportunity to tell people about the Father by telling them about the Son. Lord, you get glory, we pray, in this invitation time. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
And that's all the time we have for today's broadcast. Hope you'll tune in this same time every Monday through Friday for another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. Until then, this is Pastor Farrell Shepherd saying good day and God bless you.